that, or the, if I'm taking this right, it's that, yeah, I mean, you got to step out there because there are some controversial issues that come up when, when you get outside of the mainstream. Or an interesting thing, you know, you talk about mainstream media. I don't even know what that is anymore. The definition has changed. Sean Hannity the other night was bemoaning the fact of what the mainstream media was saying, and I was saying, well, I thought you were the mainstream. You know, I don't know.
Are you make $10 million a year.
Or what?
You know, or else he's the highest paid alternative media person in the history of the human race at $10 million a year.
I guess I'm used to us in public radio being, you know, the outsiders, the extremists, the liberal press or whatever. But I, you know, I dare say that with the growth of NPR's audience and Morning Edition being the most listened to morning show, one of the top ones, you know, after maybe Rush and Sean Hannity and all things considered, right up there. Maybe this is the mainstream now. I don't know. What is the mainstream? That's a good question for people to ponder.
Well, it's a question, Jay Pierce, that I've pondered in my own work. Because, you know, John Nichols and I have written about, and we're working on a book now, on what's happening to the state of journalism and newsrooms and the collapse of journalism all across this country. And one of the things that comes out of that research is it becomes evident that commercial radio, which at one time, and you know, early in your career, every station had a news director. Commercial radio covered, you know, so here in Champaign-Urbana, there would have been a lot of full-time radio journalists 35 years ago for commercial stations. And that was true everywhere in the country.
Sure.
Those jobs have basically ended everywhere.
I worked at a top 40 radio station. We did 3 minutes of news at 3 minutes till every hour during the day. Three minutes of news. We had four full-time and two part-time reporters, a meteorologist, two full-time sports people, and two part-time sports people.
And that was a music station. Staff. That wasn't an all-news station.
It was for 3 minutes of news
exactly.
An hour.
And what's happened in America the last 40 years, and it's accelerated in the last few years, is that all those newsrooms have been decimated. They've been eliminated. And really the game in town now are the NPR affiliates and the community stations. They're the ones who are still responsible to a community they're based in. The people still listen to the listeners. They respond to the listeners. They cover their communities. They're not owned by some entity 18 states away. And again, that costs money. The reason why the commercial stations threw all those people overboard, it costs more money than they wanted to pay.
Let me tell you about a new initiative that we're starting here, Bob. We got some training thanks to a grant from the Harwood Institute, and this is called Community Listening Sessions. As you'll remember back in the day, and I know we have to get to media minutes, but I'll mention, talking about responsibility and responsiveness, back in the day we used to do ascertainment, and you don't have to do that anymore if you're on radio. But we used to have to do this thing called ascertainment where you would go and you would ask community leaders what are the important issues in your town. And then when you do your quarterly reports, which public radio, we still do these. Every quarter we file how we responded to the important needs of the communities we serve. What stories we did, what talk shows we did. But the bottom line is that when all stations had to do this, that was supposed to guide what you did in the way of public service, public affairs, and news. You would take this list of issues, and then every quarter you would compile a report that said this is how we addressed them. Well, that's kind of gone by the wayside. What we're doing here at WILL, because we realize in large part what you're saying about being responsive to the community and the control, you know, of media, what you see, what you hear going into fewer and fewer hands, and we want to go the opposite direction. So what we're doing is starting these community listening sessions, and you'll hear more about these coming coming up. And we'll be asking people to come in representatives of different interests and different communities to come throughout our listening area. And we'll have to we'll facilitate discussions, and we'll take notes, and we bring these notes back. We've already started doing this, and we share the notes among all of the departments, the talk shows, the news department, public engagement, television, radio, online, so that we can all sit down and get a clear idea of what the needs are that need to be addressed in our communities, not just according to what we decided they are by sitting down and going, the economy is the issue. But, you know, is it childhood obesity? And what are the ramifications of that? Is it the economy? What about the economy is it? Is it mortgage foreclosures? Is it inability to get credit? And what is it schools? You know, what are the issues that need to be addressed? That's going to be informing in a bigger way than probably ever our selection of topics on talk shows, the news coverage that we do, because, you know, we want to cover the issues that are important. When we go to a city council meeting, what are we looking for out of that meeting? What do you need us to report on for you? That's another commitment that we've made at WILL. We're mounting this. We're taking this on. And this kind of thing is made possible only with your support and your involvement in this process, because, you know, we're here as a public broadcasting entity for you and with you and because of you.
You know, I think that was a long description, but it was well worth it, Jay Pierce, because it really captured the essence of what a public station should be. And oftentimes is, maybe sometimes isn't, but right here definitely is at WILL. And it's all about a relationship with listeners, and that means twice a year we need our listeners to do their part to make those pledges. And we have wonderful premiums here at Media Matters for people who make that pledge. Either Amy and David Goodman's new book, Standing Up to the Madness, or we have Bad Money, Failed Politics and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism by Kevin Phillips, who'll be our guest next week. You know, again, this is the time people need to make a pledge of whatever they can. We only get counted by how many people pledge. They don't add up the dollars here, but frankly, they just say, Bob, we had 20, 30, 80, 100 people pledge during your show. That's good. That's not good. Or the thank you, or whatever they say. So if you only can get $5 or $10, and we have some people who've made that pledge, make it. Every penny counts. It adds up. If everyone who listened just gave $5 or $10, that alone would be magnificent. We'd do far better than only having 10% listen and 10% giving what they can. So if you have anything you can give, call the number 217-244-9455 and make your pledge. And for $60, you get one of those great books. $100, you get both of them. We do have one more person I want to thank before we go to Media Minutes, which is our weekly show, which we do at the beginning, at the top of the hour usually, for every episode of Media Matters. But first, let me thank J.C. Davis from Champaign. Thank you so much for your generous pledge. I want to thank everyone who's pledged. And listen out there, those of you listening, while we go to Media Minutes, make your call while during Media Minutes or immediately thereafter. Let's give me a whole lot of names to read off in the second half of the show. And let's really give WILL, the people who work their tails off here, a real boost going into the second hour. So thank you. I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters. And now we're going to go for 5 minutes to Media Minutes.
This is WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3, Urbana.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement. Last week, the Federal Communications Commission came one step closer to increasing the diversity in media ownership. The FCC has proposed changes that should give the public accurate information on the race, ethnicity, and gender of broadcast station owners. The decision came after two landmark studies released in 2006 and 2007 by Free Press on the state of minority and female ownership of television and radio stations. S. Derek Turner, who authored those reports, says they were prompted by a revelation that the commission's data was highly flawed.
And it showed a level of contempt, really, for the importance of the issue of female and minority ownership, that the commission would, you know, gather this data but then do no quality control and not even properly analyze the data.
The study's findings were shocking. Though women make up 51% of the population, they own just 6% of all broadcast stations. And people of color own just 7%, despite making up one-third of the population. The study also found that the number of minority-owned stations has declined as a result of media consolidation. Turner explains that in order for the FCC to be good regulators, they must begin with good data.
The commission has made some really substantial changes to its regulations over the past decade that have vastly increased local media market concentration, and it hasn't been able to actually assess the impacts of those policies on diversity, on female minority ownership.
Specifically, these changes will expand the number of stations required to report this information and make it easier for the public to access it. They also require stations to report this information on the same deadlines, which will increase the accuracy of the data.
With this data now being reliable and now being something that the commission and outside researchers can trust, everyone will be able to know and be able to point to the impacts of commission policies on female minority ownership. It's a stated goal of the law. It's in the Communications Act that the commission should promote diversity of ownership. And with this information in hand, the commission will actually be able to measure its progress towards that goal.
Deanna Zant says she was born a nerd and raised a nerd. Now she's a media technologist and consultant to progressive organizations, including Alternate.org and the Hightower Lowdown. She also hosts Tech Girl Tips on Grit TV with Laura Flanders. Zant says that everyone should embrace their inner geek and learn their way around the web and digital technology.
Technology is becoming less the sidebar, less the additional tool that might make our lives interesting, and becoming more the means to reach the goals that we're trying to get towards.
Information distribution via print, radio, and TV has always been a top-down model. Zant says it's exciting to witness the flattening of communications hierarchies.
Information distribution has largely been focused on a one-to-many model. And through that model, we've had to rely on gatekeepers providing us with their version of what's happening and their version of the story. What we're seeing now with these many-to-many models of communication, you know, with a very basic from email tools to more advanced tools like Twitter, you have the opportunity to disseminate your own story and to create your version of the events, your version of what action needs to be taken. And that's revolutionary.
She says the true impact of this communication revolution may not be understood for decades. Like the printing press, the reverberations will affect future societies in surprising ways.
This is an incredible moment, especially when you look at whose voices have been marginalized. That's what's really exciting to me, to see women telling their stories and shaping the discourse, to see people of color, to see poor people coming into the discourse and shaping it, and then shaping our future because of that.
Zant calls social media tools a means to an end. She encourages people to have fun and experiment with different models. Email, blogs, social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter are all useful. But the main focus should be on the mission and the goals you are trying to achieve, and finding a technology that suits those goals.
It's easy to feel intimidated by the onslaught of new things coming at you. But if we look at social media as part of a larger ecology, of a larger piece to our activist toolkit, I think it can be really effective in offering a variety of ways to achieve social change.
For more information on using social media to affect social change, go to deannazant.com, deannazant.com. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit freepress.net.
Greetings. Welcome back to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you live today on WILL AM 580, right here in Campbell Hall in beautiful, somewhat gray, Urbana, Illinois today. This is the two-hour version. We're now entering the second hour because it is pledge drive, and we've got a couple guests lined up for you. We've had some interesting developments. It shows the joys of doing live radio as opposed to pre-recording a show. One of our core guests, John Nichols, who we're trying to track down, left his cell phone at home, and we're now having a great deal of difficulty locating John, so he might not be able to join us. The only positive of that is that means I'm going to have John on for a show sometime in May or June that won't be a pledge drive show. We'll just talk about some of his work and stuff in politics. So that'll be a pleasure going forward. You know, just to retouch for everyone or retrace our steps, you know, right here at WILL, these are hard times, as they are for public stations and community stations across the country. We rely on your support for 36% of our revenues. Listeners have to come forward. We don't have any advertising here. This money goes to pay for the salaries of an extraordinary staff that's committed to this community and doing great work and making it possible to have a program like Media Matters in the first place. And dare I say it, there's no other radio station in the country, no other public radio station that would have ever put this program on there and stood behind it, given it the support it's given it for 7 years and made it possible for you to tune in every week and hear the sort of guests you hear every week. People like Glenn Greenwald, like Katrina VandenHeuvel, like Naomi Klein, who we have coming up, like Matt Rothschild and Dean Baker and Jamie Galgarth and Paul Krugman. All sorts of great guests like that. And we have Kevin Phillips coming up 1 week from today. We had Amy Goodman a couple of weeks ago. And it just so happens that our premiums for this week, for this pledge drive, are Amy Goodman and David Goodman's paperback version of their new book, Standing Up to the Madness, and also Kevin Phillips' new book, Bad Money, Failed Politics, and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism. $60 gets you either of those two books. $100 gets you both. We know it's hard times. Give what you can. You know, if you can only give $10, $15, $20, give $10, $15, $20. It's better to give something than nothing. You know, who was the great Edmund Burke? And I might be wrong here. And feel free when you make your pledge to correct me over the phone. But I think it was Edmund Burke said something that, you know, hell, no person is more reprehensible, the person who's, because they could only do a little, did nothing at all. You can all do a little. Please call and do a little at least. And if you're fortunate, like a couple of our listeners have been, that you know you're not, you still have your job. Your mortgage isn't going to hang over your head like a guillotine. You're able. Your times are not as hard for you. This is the moment your fellow brothers and sisters in this community need you to step up, maybe give a little extra. So we will have the money to provide the programming you need. And just to understand, you're not going to get the sort of programming you're getting here at WILL or at Media Matters elsewhere on the dial. For the, you know, this is where you're going to get it. Excuse me. This is where you're going to get guests like James Galbraith, guests like Dean Baker, guests like Kevin Phillips, really getting to the bottom of what's going on with our economy, what the real choices are, what's missing in the media, so you can get some clarity for what other seems like a blizzard, otherwise seems like a blizzard of misinformation and nonsense. It's very difficult to get your handle on. That's why we need your support. That's why this radio station needs your support. It's my great honor to do this program. For you. I've been doing it for 7 years. It's one of the great pleasures of my life. And one of the joys of it for me has been getting to know a lot of people, people who email me with ideas for shows. Granted, a few people who email me aren't going to be in my fan club, and that goes with the territory. But the vast majority of people are wonderful, and they're people who listen to the shows. They have ideas for it. They compliment me. They criticize me at times, and I learn from the comments, and I learn from the criticism. But this is the time I also need, and we also need here at the station, for all of you to step up and make the pledge. We need to get 60 pledges this hour, I've been told by the poobahs here at WILL. And those 60 pledges will be enough to get us up to the target they put for the station to get to by the end of this hour. There's a $200,000 total that's needed by WILL to be able to meet its budget. Again, this is like basic stuff we're going to be paying for. We're about halfway through the pledge drive. We're not really quite halfway through that. This program has a, you know, we're batting in the middle of the order. We have to step forward and show that we can carry our weight. If you listen to the show, if you like the sort of guest we have, please do make that call to 217-244-9455. Make your $60 pledge, get one of the books. Make the $100 pledge, get both. If you can give $250, $500, $1,000, as one person did, give that. If you can only give $5, $10, or $15, give that. Give something. Go to willpledge.org. Do it immediately. Edmund Burke. Did I say Edmund Burke? I just got to know. Okay, good. It was correct. I guess we got it confirmed. That's how great our listeners are. When I gave that quote from Burke, which is off the top of my head, it was confirmed by one of our erudite listeners who contacted us to let us know that was an accurate comment. So please join that listener and make your pledge to the show right now. And we're about to go in a second to one of our favorite guests here on Media Matters, someone who, again, probably doesn't need an introduction to a lot of folks. He is Jeff Cohen, the founder of Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, now a professor of media at Ithaca College, where he heads the Park Center for Independent Media, and is, I think, one of the giant figures of media criticism of the last quarter century in the United States. Many of you might recall that he was a guest on this program two years ago to talk about his book, Cable News Confidential, which was a really a riveting memoir of his experience on Fox News and MSNBC and CNN. Jeff Cohen, welcome to the airways. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, I can vaguely hear you.
Yeah, we've been having that problem, and I think that's another reason why people need to make a pledge so we can patch up this line to our guest in this studio. This isn't the studio we normally
I'm hearing you as a distant voice.
Well, I've heard that from others as well. Well, Jeff, can you hear me now at all?
Yes, as long as you yell, I'm fine.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a hurricane here. Well, Jeff, you know what we're doing today. This is the Pledge Drive program for WILL, and we're trying to raise money for independent media. You now at Ithaca have started the Park Center for Independent Media. You just gave the Izzy Award to Glenn Greenwald and Amy Goodman, the first one. And we had both of them on our program over the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Talk about the importance of independent media and why programs like Media Matters are so important.
Well, again, the key to it is your independence. You're independent only because people will donate to this station. And we see, you know, I've worked in mainstream television, as some of your listeners know, and it's the opposite of independent. If you're working at a place like I did, I worked at Fox News, I worked at MSNBC, I was even briefly paid to be on the air sometimes at CNN, and you know the difference between independent media, which is usually supported by listeners, readers, supporters in small dollar amounts, that's a much happier source of funding than if you're working for a giant corporation that is taking advertising dollars from other giant corporations. So, I mean, independent media in this country is booming thanks to community radio, thanks to the Internet, and we just have to keep it alive. I mean, you had Amy Goodman and Glenn Greenwald. The difference between Amy Goodman and Glenn Greenwald on the one hand and what we see in the mainstream media on the other is night and day. I mean, I can remember hearing Galeano, Eduardo Galeano, on Democracy Now! At least twice. And here he's a towering figure in Latin American literature and journalism. And you had U.S. mainstream journalists having to run to figure out who the hell this guy is who wrote the book that Chavez handed to Obama. They're utterly clueless. And that's another example of the importance of independent media. They actually know what's going on in the world outside of the United States.
Jeff, you know, we've only got a couple of minutes left. You know, are there any issues that are pressing right now with media that you think, you know, aren't being talked about enough?
Well, I mean, again, it's the way they're all talked about. This issue of the memos, the torture memos, it really is a huge issue around the world that the highest level government officials in this country were authorizing torture. And the memos are out. And they're public, and they're all over the Internet, and they're all over the Internet, which means they're being read all over the world. But in the U.S. media, mainstream media, it's treated as a little beltway quarrel within the White House or between the White House and other figures in Capitol Hill. And it's not – there's just no sense of how what the United States does – affects the rest of the world. It's always sort of shrunk. Our discourse is shrunk to how does it affect the left wing versus the right wing in the Obama administration, or the left wing versus the right wing of the Washington elite. And it's never in the context of this has global implications for a war and peace, for international law or international law breaking. And it's I mean, the way things are covered in the mainstream media compared to the way an Izzy Award winner like Glenn Greenwald blogs every day, or an Izzy Award winner like Amy Goodman, the kind of broadcast she puts on every day, it's becoming clearer and clearer that independent media treats its community as smart, active, informed people who want to play a role in history and play a role in society and politics. And then you have the corporate mainstream media, which it's all a little inside the beltway. It's all gamespersonship. And it's a very big distinction, and I would say a growing one.
Jeff Cohen on the air with us from the Park Center for Independent Media at Ithaca College. And I think the issue you just raised, Jeff Cohen, about the coverage of the torture memos and about the whole idea of whether the U.S. government is accountable to the rule of law, whether the people in power here have to answer for lawbreaking or whether they're above the law. I agree. It's striking that this is a non-issue in our news media. And when you read Glenn Greenwald's extraordinary work at salon.com on this or any of the global press, the difference could not be more stark. Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
Jeff, before you go, any final word of advice for our listeners on the importance of this program, Media Matters, and of WILL AM 580?
Well, I think, I mean, to have a local show there in Illinois that's interviewing the Glenn Greenwalds and the Amy Goodmans on a regular basis and dealing with media in a critical way, I don't think people realize how privileged they are to have you on that station, to have your program on that station. And it's a vote of confidence if people can, even if they can only give $20 or $40 or $15, give the money to let the community know that you value independent media and you value media criticism, because it doesn't go on a lot in some communities in our country that don't have access to it. And you do there. And by the way, Bob, every time I hear about your show, it's usually not because I'm in Illinois. It's someone says, hey, I heard you on the Media Matters show with McChesney. I heard it on a podcast. So by giving a little bit to your show and your station, you're really getting the word out around the country and the world. That's another added advantage to donating. Is that you're really spreading the Media Matters podcasts are being heard more and more widely now.
Jeff Cohen, thank you so much for taking time from your very busy Sunday to join us here at Media Matters.
And, thank you, Bob.
We'll have you on again soon. Again, thank you. I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters here at WILL AM 580. This is Pledge Drive Show. We need folks to call in. We still need 52 people to call in to meet our pledge. We've only got 35 minutes or so. Please make the pledge at 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. $60 will get you one of two books, either Amy Goodman and David Goodman's Standing Up to the Madness or Kevin Phillips' new book, Bad Money, Failed Politics, and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism. $100 will get you both. But as Jeff Cohen just said, and as we've been saying, we know these are hard times. Really, what we just need is there are 10% of the people who listen to this show, roughly, who do make pledges and to help support this station. If you're part of the other 90% and you're listening right now, give something. We don't care what it is. Give what you can. Give what you can. If it's $10 or $15, give $10 or $15. You have no idea what that does for the morale of everyone at the station to get that call. To get 10 of those calls would have people bouncing off the ceiling in here because it would show that the people listening really do care. And what we don't want is a situation like Jay Pierce described earlier where we don't raise the money and we have to take something off the air. And then we get 100 calls of people all upset. Well, if you only called during the pledge drive, it wouldn't have been off the air. Please call now. Make the call to Will Pledge or to go to willpledge.org or call 217-244-9455. And finally, for that one or two people out there, maybe it's five or six or 10 or 15, you know, if you're doing okay now, if your financial situation is solvent and you're feeling good about where you're at and you've got some money, this is the time to raise what you would give or give something for the first in the first place if you aren't, but then raise it if you already are. Because we need you to sort of carry a little more weight now because there are a lot of your brothers and sisters in this community who need some help. They can't give the money they'd like to give, but they still want to hear Kevin Phillips. They still want to hear Glenn Greenwald. They still need to hear these people to make sense of this world and be citizens in this world. I do have a couple of people I do want to thank. So let me thank Mary Jo Erickson for her generous pledge, and Niels Jacobson and Irene Caramina for their pledge. Thank you so much. John and Joyce Robinson, too. Thank you very much for your pledge. We're down to 52. I've been told by Mission Central or whatever it's called over there that we have to get to reach the goal. Please do help us out. Please do make that call to Will to 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. You know, we are in an era, Jay Pierce, where we're switching to a digital format of media, and we're getting increasingly at a point where WILL, both radio and television, no longer are just broadcasting stations. They are on the internet, and already a program like this one, you know, while I think it, I don't know what the recent ratings have said, but I know that in the past we've been one of the top rated programs in the area for this broadcast hour.
Yeah.
But we probably have more people who listen to the show over the computer
yeah.
than we do who listen to it live over the air right now.
That's right.
And more people, certainly more people probably podcast it mm-hmm. than who are listening to it live over the air. And we're going to be part of that process. But I think the point people, listeners have to remember is that what makes public radio or what makes Media Matters viable and important isn't the technology of AM radio broadcasting. It's people in a community coming together, committed to doing good programming, whatever medium it travels through.
Right.
It's still necessary to have local people doing media in Champaign-Urbana for this community. That's what's imperative. And, you know, even if there's a day down the road when people no longer listen to AM radios, even cars are outfitted with some sort of computer gizmo, even if that day comes, there's going to be a necessary place for WILL. It's going to be in the heart and soul of a good, solid media system in this community. Because right now, it's the only, just about the only broadcast game in town that's really committed to covering this this community, the radio side at least.
You're right about the delivery platform is changing. We see that, you know, people of certain ages, younger ages, aren't using radio like they used to, let alone AM radio. And a bunch of media literacy students in that we were speaking to, and there were probably 25 of them, and I said, how many listen to radio? Two hands went up.
Wow.
I said, how many listen to AM radio? No hands went up. In fact, I think they were looking at me like, what is that?
Oh, my God.
So, you know, baby boomers and up, yeah, you know what AM radio is. You know what FM radio is. Do you know what HD radio is? We broadcast in HD. That means you can hear the AM in Decatur now if you have an HD radio. But you got to find an HD radio. They're not easy to find. We broadcast on the Internet, so if you're in Portland, Oregon, you can hear us on Media Matters. You can download the program to listen to it. You can subscribe to it as a podcast. You can listen to it at your convenience. This is all area that we're moving into without a financial base for it. We have to move into it, so we've sucked it up, and Jack Brighton, you know, works 20 hours a day and puts together our website, the infrastructure of it, the ability for us to stream, the ability for us to podcast these programs. He set up things that automatically record the programs and encode them and post them as podcasts. Dave Dickey and Todd Gleason, you know, when they get done with their farm reports, you know, we sit down and we encode the things and we put them up on the website. We put it in there for you. And, you know, we've taken this on because, and it's shown, you know, like 10,000 downloads of Media Matters last month as MP3 files, let alone the streaming. And this is all where we're moving. And the only way that we can do this, because we don't get a federal grant for this. We get a federal grant that pays for, it's in the teens, 15% of our broadcast cost, you know, of running the radio station. But, you know, this Internet is new frontier. We don't get an additional subsidy to do this. So this has only been made available by, you know, us allocating internally so we can cover it and your support. And that's why I lay this challenge down, Bob. When you call 217-244-9455, if you've never pledged before, you know, add on to what the other people are doing, because I'll take the challenge. I'll take the challenge to see what we really could do if you came through and somebody else came through and somebody else made their first $100 contribution today. Mm-hmm. What could we do with that money? Challenge us. Say, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to take you up on your challenge. Now show me what you can do. We're ready.
I'm Bob McChesney. You're listening to Media Matters here in WILL AM 580. We've already had Janine Jackson on the air with us and Amy Goodman and Jeff Cohen. We hope to have some more guests for you in the next half hour before we close up. I'm, you know, here live with you, and this is the joy of doing radio and why I love this medium, besides the fact that no one can see my rather debauched physical condition. The other reason I love doing radio is that it's live, and people can call in, and things sort of happen on the spur of the moment, and there's a romantic streak in me that finds that deeply appealing. The upside of that is when you have some sort of serendipity and something you weren't expecting happens, it's magical. The downside of that is when something you don't want to have happen happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. And unfortunately, one of those things is that our frequent co-host, in fact, our always co-host during Media Matters on Pleasure Drive Weeks, John Nichols, left his cell phone at home and is so situated that it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get him on the air with us today, unfortunately. All the more reason for you all to call in and make your pledge. $60 will get you one of two terrific books, Standing Up to the Madness by Amy Goodman and David Goodman, or you can get Bad Money, Failed Politics and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism by Kevin Phillips. You know, one of the issues that I think I was talking to Andrew Boyle, our producer, last September, and the first had the major economic breakdown in the middle of September when it was clear that we were entering very dangerous times and maybe times we hadn't seen for 7 or 8 decades in the world. And I said, Andrew, we have an obligation to get the best minds we can get who can explain economics and media coverage of economics before our audience, because I don't see it out there right now in the punditocracy on cable news, in our radio stations. I've seen a lot of heat, very little light. And we made a commitment to getting people like James Galbraith and Dean Baker on the air with us, Mark Weisbrot. Next week, we have Kevin Phillips. Really get the top economic thinkers we can who can understand and explain what's going on. And then you can ask them questions and give them a chance to talk for a full hour where I can ask a question and they can take a few minutes to explain it and explain some nuance. And I'm not going to scream at them. I'm not going to insult them. I'm not going to try to change the subject. I'm not going to make myself the center of the story. And I'm not going to break away for 3 minutes of advertisements and then come back. It's just going to be an hour with Kevin Phillips next week and you. And you're going to have a chance to call in and ask any question you want. We don't censor the questions. You stay away from profanity. You get an audience with Kevin Phillips. And it's a pleasure to do that. And one of the reasons why Kevin Phillips is willing to do this show, and many of our other wonderful guests are willing to do the show, is they know we have a great audience. They know that when they're on this show, they're going to be heard by a lot of people. But what we need is the people who participate in this show, who listen to it, who enjoy having access to the Naomi Kleins and the Glenn Greenwalds and the Amy Goodmans and the Katrina Vandenheuvels and the Senator Bernie Sanders, who like having that hour that you don't get it anywhere else. We need you to step up today. We don't do this often, but when we do, we really need you to come through. We need you to call, make a pledge, show your support, give whatever you can. We know it's hard times. You know, I just had my a family relative, I don't want to give too much more information, but he's in really hard times. He's in a neighborhood where most of the houses are foreclosing. His job is bottomed up. It's a difficult job. He's basically picking up stakes and moving out of the country to find, you know, gainful employment. These are hard times. I mean, we all have relatives or friends who are in these sort of situations. You may be there yourself, but even he would give $5 or $10 for something like this. If something's important, he knows that there's some things you just have to support. This is not a commercial enterprise. None of this money is going to go to pay a tax dividend. None of this is going to go to pay for a junket. This isn't some sleazy bailout we're talking about here. This money goes to pay for the microphones, the phone bill, to get it posted online. It pays for this extraordinary staff. You know, Jay Pierce talked about Jack Brighton, who's been here since long before Media Matters started, but he was one of the people, along with Jay, who really were mentored this show and brought it along and said, this would be a good program. We ought to try this. Let's take this chance. That's the sort of staff we have here, a staff of people willing to break out of whatever the mold is that you're supposed to do and say, look, we don't care what we're supposed to do by someone else's standards. We answer to the people of this community. We think they'll like this show. And this is your chance to say to Jay, to Jack, to all the staff here, to all your fellow members of the community in Champaign-Urbana, yeah, we like this show. We like this station. We're going to call and make our pledge, 244-9455. Or if you want to do it online, go to willpledge.org.
Yeah, when you call, you know, think of it, 36% of the money it takes to run the radio station has to come from listeners these days. We get federal money, but you look at the amount of money that's been allocated to public broadcasting to the federal government. It's stated about $400 million for years now. As long as I've been the manager of this station, it really hasn't increased. And every year we've had to go back and fight to even keep that. They keep trying to get rid of the forward appropriation and the like. And so, you know, it stayed pretty stable. You know, the state of Illinois, I don't have to tell you the condition the state of Illinois is in. So that's not a place we can go and say, hey, can we get some money to help meet with increased costs just to stay even, let alone get ahead of things. And we've been creative. We look for grants. We look for other forms of support. Of course, we get local corporate support. But listeners, you know, that is really the area where the variable comes in, Bob. And I want to say that is where the people who use the service can take this into their own hands and say, I'm not going to worry about what Washington's doing or they're not doing in this case. I'm not going to worry about what Springfield's doing or not in this case. What I'm going to worry about is what I can do and what WILL can do for me if I, you know, join in and we all become a part of it. This is the one place, this is the one piece of the budget pie where you have the ability to go and call 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org and say, yeah, let's do it. Let's take it on. Let's not worry. You know, we'll still keep fighting the fight on the other fronts, and other people and other organizations are doing that. Believe me, that's happening on a daily basis. You know yourself, Bob. You've got, you know, an organization that's fighting for open access and, you know, media all of the different issues, media concerns. But, you know, the point of it is, what can you do today? What can you do in the next 3 minutes? And one thing you can do is you can make that call to 244-9455 and just for a minute say, I'm not going to worry about Springfield or Washington. Those fights are being fought. Yeah. I can do my part right here, right now.
And the point is, if you're fighting in Springfield or Washington or just right here in Champaign-Urbana, you know, you've got to have a sense of what's going on. You've got to understand what's going on. And unfortunately, the media diet that most of us get has many strengths, but it has some weaknesses. And I think Jeff Cohen and Amy Goodman and Janine Jackson each pointed out some of the real weaknesses, what's missing. And what we do in this show is we try to fill in those gaps. We try to provide the perspectives you don't hear. And again, something I think that can never be overstated is the difference between a station that is non-commercial without advertising, which doesn't answer to owners, and a station which is, one flooded with advertising. And this station, when we pick guests, we don't have to worry about the demographics of the listeners who would be attracted to that particular guest. We just have to say, is this someone that the people in our community will be interested in? Is this someone who probably they're not hearing from, who they're not getting much to hear on this issue? I mean, Kevin Phillips, as brilliant as he is, and I think, you know, let's put it this way. Kevin Phillips is going to be on a week from today. Naomi Klein's going to be on in May. They almost never get audiences on MSNBC, on CNN, on Fox News, any of these sort of cable punditocracy stations. Hardly ever are you going to see them there. But, you know, I dare say, I suspect they have in their little finger more wisdom than a full slate of guests on some of these channels would have over a week's time. But they're not there. But they're going to be here. And they're going to be here partially because they know it's a forum that will allow them to develop complex ideas. You know, what we have in much of our commercial media talk culture is a mindset where you've got two or three people yelling at each other, where you get to snap off witty insults or soundbite slogans or talking points that are handed to you, and then you shout them out and you break for a commercial break. And you know, that's considered political debate. That's considered political understanding. Well, that's an insult to your intelligence. That's an insult to our nation. Programs like this, though, if we're going to continue and be successful in stations like this, we depend on you because we don't have advertisers. We don't have owners. You are our owners. You are our advertisers. You are our station. Without you, we don't exist. We're the proverbial tree that falls in the forest and no one hears. But for the whole thing to work, we need you to support us. We need you to call 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. $60 will get you one of our two terrific books, the Kevin Phillips Bad Money book or the Amy and David Goodman Standing Up to the Madness book. $100 will get you both of those books. $100 just happens to be the amount it costs to run WILL AM 580 for an hour. And Jay Pierce just handed me a list of the recent amount of pledgers, and it's really wonderful. $60, the standard pledge, $25, which is great. If you can give $25, thank you. If you can only give $10, thank you. Whatever you give, we like. But some very generous person gave $500. And another very generous person really, I mean, you found like they really dug through their pockets, $252. So thank you so much, all four of you. We love you all. Please join them. Please call 244-9455. Make your pledge. I've got a few people I would like to thank in no particular order. And they are Harry Skinner. Thank you so much, Harry. Dale Cinder. Thank you so much, Dale. Marilyn Little. Lori Saunders. You have to help me here, doctor, on that spelling. Jay, what do we got here? Can you help?
Which one? Laura Sanders?
Sanders. Okay, Sanders. Thank you. And Jennifer Lewis. And then Rachel Bass. All of you, thank you so much. Please join those great people.
You criticizing my handwriting?
I won't go that far, but, you know, maybe if we raise enough money, we send you to handwriting class, or maybe you should stop trying to be ambidextrous. At any rate, call 244-9455, area code 217, or go to willpledge.org. You know, I'd give each and every one of these people who pledged a hug if they came in here. I mean, I wish people could see the enthusiasm in here when we get caller support. And it's not just the amount of money, again. It's just knowing how well listeners respond. We have probably, on average, for an average episode of Media Matters, anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people that we know of who are listening to the program, maybe even more. You know, so if we took 10% of that, 5,000 to 10,000 people, that's 500 to 1,000 people would be pledging. Instead, looks like we're going to be lucky to get 50. Our goal is 90 for the day. We still have 50 or so to go. We need people to call in. You know, we need your support. It's important to show that, you know, you don't take us for granted. You don't take this for granted. And not that we're going anywhere, because we're committed to this program. WILL is committed to the service it provides. But it does take money. People have to pay bills. And if they're not there, something has to go. Something we might be able to do otherwise online might have to go. Some guests we might want to have from Europe might have to go. Some program other than Media Matters that you like on this station might have to go. We don't want to be in that situation. We need people who listen to the station, who rely on it to show their support for the station. And when you show your support, make your comments. We like your feedback. We won't just forget about you once we cash the check. We'd love hearing you do. At least half the guests we have in Media Matters, at least half of them, are people who were recommended by guests. They said, why don't you get that person on? And I say, that's a great idea. Let's get that person on. Or so-and-so's got a book out. I read it. And it's really terrific. Get them on. And I get them on. Now, I can't take all the suggestions, but I take a lot of them, as many as I possibly can. And invariably, they're great guests. Another thing that always happens with my guests, it's not a week, more than 2 or 3 weeks goes by that after I've done a show with a particular guest, they'll say, wow, your callers ask really good questions. Mm-hmm. Where do you get those callers? And it's really sort of the secret ingredient of this show is we've got a number of people who call, sometimes frequently, who are really smart people who listen carefully and ask better questions sometimes than, dare I say it, than the host could ask. And so we need, you know, this is a participatory show, but it really, in the end, we live in a material world, as the saying goes. And we need you to now step forward and do your part of the job.
There are real costs. Our listeners are good thinkers, Bob. And that is why you've hit the nail on the head. That is why we open the phone lines during our talk shows, Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, Media Matters, and Keeping the Faith. It's because, you know, we don't want to ask all the questions. We know what we know. We know what we want to ask. We want you to be able to ask what you want. We want to give you access. We want to give you an opportunity to join the dialogue, offer up a solution, an idea. It's, you know, we don't dictate to you. What we try to do is we try to inform you. We try to, the best we can, and through NPR and BBC and other sources, analyze the situation, come up with the relevance of it, and then, you know, it's up to you. It's up to you to join the discussion. Let's find a solution to something together. Let's get some ideas out on the table. That's how things get done. We get ideas out on the table. We debate them. We discuss them. So the phone lines are open on these shows. We're the stage, you know. That's the role we play in this. We're the stage. We invite the players, and then we invite you in, and you know, it's up to you.
You know, sometimes, Jay, we've talked about this, and it's come up over the air a few times. Well, why don't we take Media Matters and make it a syndicated show and go on a number of... It's a great idea, but at the same time, I confess that now with the rise of the internet and podcasting and the website, we've got a national audience.
Yeah.
But what it means is also it keeps the local roots because the callers are all local pretty much, or people mm-hmm. who are listening in real time. You know, where if we were syndicated, it no longer is Champaign Urbana show. It's no longer Will show exactly. And I like the fact that we are rooted here in this community. This is Will's show. When people call in, the callers are overwhelmingly from East Central Illinois or from Western Indiana. Sometimes we get a few from Chicago, and occasionally we get some long-distance calls. But basically, this is the show for this community. And it is a unique show. There aren't a lot of shows like this anywhere at a local level on a public station, particularly with the sort of guests we've got. In fact, I dare say it, the list ends pretty much after the show.
I think the frustration, though, Bob, is that, you know, the dialogue does need to be held elsewhere besides, you know, the part of Illinois that we cover and part of Indiana and you know, on the internet. But, you know, the frustration of it is it gets down to real things. And they're not excuses, but who's going to syndicate it? You know, who's going to promote it to other stations? Who's
going to cost money?
Who's going to pay the $1,000 a month for the satellite, you know, feed?
Yep.
Plus the couple of $100 a month that it cost us to get the feed to the satellite uplink. You know, who's gonna do all of the work of the affidavits of performance that stations run it? You know, all of these different things have to be done by somebody. We don't have anybody to do that right now, and that's been an issue. And Andrew O'Boyle, you know, works with you to help line up the guests and do all that. We can't load that on him.
That's right.
And so I guess the bottom line is when you get to it, we'd love to do it. Yeah. We'd love to do it. But I don't have $12,000 to pay the satellite fee right now. I don't have to pay, you know, several more thousand dollars to get it to the satellite uplink. We're trying to do that. We're trying. But, you know, as state and federal money shrinks, listener support does go up, but costs are increasing enormously for everything, you know, for energy, for programs that we buy from NPR. NPR just laid off dozens of people. They're having problems of their own. So I can't go hat in hand to them and say, hey, give us a discount on Morning Edition. They'll go, we just laid off 60 people. What are you talking about? And, you know, we're all fighting the fight.
That's right.
And I guess that's what I'm saying.
And I think the point here, and a lot of our wonderful listeners have already picked up on it. We bless every one of you who called. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We need a lot more of you to call. But, you know, the key thing is here, give what you can. And again, call 217-244-9455. $60 gets you either of the Amy Goodman book or the Kevin Phillips book. Kevin Phillips book, frankly, is one of the great books written in the last decade. And, you know, I read books for a living. I mean, I literally read thousands of books in a decade probably. And this is an extraordinarily important book. We'll have him as a guest next week. So $60 gets you either of those books. $100 gets you both. But, you know, if you are fortunate, if you can give, as one caller did $500, mm-hmm. another did $252. You know, I suspect maybe those callers only gave $100 last time. They said, you know, I understand that people can't pay. These are hard times. Everyone's cutting back. But I'm fortunate enough. I'm privileged enough. And with that good fortune, with that privilege comes a certain amount of responsibility. And I'm going to step up and do my share because this is a community. You know, even if I've got money and resources and I feel like I'm safe, if my people in my community are struggling and the resources of the community are dying, a part of me is dying. And that's the we all have to think that way. We all have a role to play here. We all have to go to willpledge.org or go to 217-244-9455. Make the call. Give whatever we can to keep programs like this alive and prospering.
And, you know, here's an example of you may not feel like you have the power to do much in the way of making an impact on any issue. But when you go attend a rally, for instance, all right, what is that made up of? That's made up of hundreds of individual people. Mm-hmm. And when you're on your way to the town square or you're on your way to Washington or whatever it is to stand up for a cause you believe in, you want to fight for, you may feel sometimes, and I know I felt like this, like you're one individual. Boy, I hope somebody else shows up. I don't want to be the only one here, although I'd be proud to be the only one, you know, standing up for what I feel. But
well, strength in numbers.
You really hope that there will be strength in numbers, and that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for one person to write us a check for $10,000 today. We wouldn't turn down the check, but that's not the point.
Let me repeat, we will not turn down the check.
I would rather have $10,001 checks.
Absolutely.
You know, and then get the $10,000 check, too. But the point is to spread it out, share the responsibility, and if we all do what we can, even if, you know, we're all doing just a little bit. It's like you said, you know, it's like don't do nothing because you don't think you can do enough. It's just do a little bit. Do what you can. We're not asking you to stretch, you know, beyond what you can handle. I don't want you to, you know, not buy groceries next week to support WILL, but, you know, can you do a little bit? And maybe if you can't do it right now, today, maybe next month, you know, and you can always log on at willpledge.org. You can call 244-9455 right now. You know, $10, $50. If you can do $100, we have some great books for you.
Or as Jay is now recommending, $10,000.
$10,000 would be fine. And you know what, Bob? There are people who do that.
I know.
There seriously are people who do that. I, you know, somebody sat down and wrote a $30,000 check one time right in front of my eyes. To
fund if you're listening, I dare you to do it again.
I can't imagine in my life ever being able to do that. It would be a cool feeling. I can't.
Without bouncing.
I can't even. Tell you, you know, how that person must have felt to be able to do that, you know, to be in that fortunate position and then to think about us and agree, you know, with us to do that. That's extraordinary. But, you know, the point is that, you know, your $10, your $25 is important right now at 244-9455 to the success in the future of what we'll be able to do, you know, with you.
You know, we have a couple of people to thank. We still have a long way to go. We've only got about 10 or so minutes till we can wrap up here. So please do make the call. I do want to thank Sarah McDougall for a very generous pledge. Likewise, I want to thank Gloria Gates. You know, I probably read, I'm guessing, 25, 30 names so far. Just all wonderful people. I thank you so much for your support. We had been hoping to have Senator Sanders, and we had been hoping to have John Nichols, but due to the vagaries of live radio and new technologies, unfortunately, those didn't connect. We're really fortunate, though, in the last few minutes to have a frequent guest of ours on the program and someone who's really one of the really public intellectuals and slash journalist who's always at the edge of path-breaking work and critical thinking. And it's a real honor just for a few minutes to welcome Bob Jensen to Media Matters. Bob, are you there?
I am. I had a little trouble hearing you, Bob, but I hope you can hear me.
We hear you great, and we've heard the same thing from several other people, and that's why we're urging our callers to make a pledge so we can patch up this line.
Yeah, this is time for an upgrade in the technology here, Bob, so we need to double the pledges this year.
Well, look, we're double. We're not there yet. We'd love to double them. But, Bob, I mean, you cover politics. You write about politics. That's your living. You do lots of public talking. You go around the country. Now, what is the importance of programs like Media Matters and independent media in your view? How central are they?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about the internet as the great channel for alternative ideas, independent media, and certainly that's true. But I still think radio is crucial to the formation of an active citizenry. I do travel a lot. I do speak a lot. And I always find that in communities with a vibrant public community radio station, there's a different level of connection, often a more engaged audience wherever I am. And I think that's a direct result of those kinds of programs. And so whatever people might be addicted to on the internet, and of course radio now comes through the internet as well, but it is these community-based projects that are so crucial. And I often just wish we had one in Austin, my hometown, like you all have there.
Well, Bob Jensen, I know we got you on the spur of the moment to sit in for a U.S. senator, and you've hit the ball over the fence as usual. Thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to having you back on the air soon.
Always great. Thanks. Keep up the good work, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. That was Bob Jensen, who really at the spur of the moment agreed to come on, as did Jeff Cohen, to talk to us today. Let's close up here between now and 2:06. They're allowing me to stay an extra few minutes here through 2:06. Let's jam up the phone lines right now. Let's double the total. Let's try to get up to that 60 total. We've still got another 30 or so to go. Get in here. Make that call now, 217-244-9455. Ironically, we've changed our phone system to make it possible there wouldn't be clogged lines for this pledge drive. We really haven't threatened the solvency of the system yet today. Let's try to threaten it now. Let's try to blow up the system. I don't think we can, but let's give it a shot. Make that call if you've been waiting. If you just called in and you're sort of wondering what's going on, this is Media Matters. This is WILL AM 580. I am Bob McChesney. This is the once every 6 months, twice a year, we do a two-hour show where we try to raise money for this program and for the radio station, and we need your support. We come to you these two times with hat in hand saying, we need you to step up for us now. We need money to pay for our bills, to help support independent media, to help support the sort of guest list that you get on this show, the sort of guests with Katrina Vandenhoevel and Amy Goodman and Kevin Phillips next week, and Naomi Goodman and Dean Baker, Paul Krugman, Joe Stiglitz, up and down the list, Jamie Galbraith. The sort of folks you get on this show, you simply don't have access to on very many other programs. And almost nowhere, they get a full hour to talk without interruption, where you, the people in the community, have a chance to call them and ask them questions uncensored, unabridged, your chance to speak directly with these people on the issues that concern you, question them, interrogate them, applaud them, do as you please. All of that takes money. All of that requires support. Let's fill those phone lines up in the last few minutes here at 217-244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. Remember, we have wonderful premiums, either Amy and David Goodman's Standing Up to the Madness for $60 or Kevin Phillips' Bad Money, Failed Politics and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism for $60, or get both for $100. And again, you know, I've been going through the totals that people give and the actual amounts, and we're getting some small ones, and we love that. If you can only give $10, $50, give it. If you can only give $20, give it. Whatever you can give, we'll add them all up collectively. If we just got 10% of our listeners to give, we'd be doing great. The station would be doing great. Just if you're a listener, we need your support right now. And, you know, if you can give more, if you're very fortunate, you know, and you can actually double it this year, you can give $500 instead of $100 or $200 or $1,000. Do it because, you know, we need you more than ever now, and you got to help your brothers and sisters in the community who may not have the resources now because times are hard, and we know times are hard. I doubt there's a person listening to this show who doesn't have a family member, a good friend, someone they know who's really struggling now compared to a couple of years ago. We're all in that boat. We're all in it together, and this station and this program are dedicated to serving everyone, not just the one advertisers want, not just the people with the fat income who are going to buy the advertised products. This is a station for everyone. All people are created equal in public radio. We don't discriminate on whether you're rich and fancy and a big shot, or whether you're unemployed and destitute. You're still a citizen of this country. You're still a member of this community. You're still a human being. That's what this show's committed to. That's what the station's committed to. It means we all have to band together now and show our support for WILL, show our support for Media Matters. That means calling right now. Fill those lines. Clog them up. 217-244-9455. Or go to willpledge.org and make it online donation. Again, we have terrific premiums at Amy and David Goodman's book, Standing Up to the Madness, or Kevin Phillips' book, Bad Money, Failed Politics and the Global Crisis of American Capitalism. Get out of those phone lines right now. Jay Pierce, how's it looking right now from Jay Pierce working the boards here? Jay Pierce, by the way, working a usual 20-hour day.
Let me get an update here. Let's see. Okay, we just got an update coming in. Let me click on that. We have an ancient laptop. I think it's a pre-Pandium. Ruth Westfall, Nancy Stagg, Cletus and Nancy Dieters called in, Rachel Jensen called in, David Child and Don McClure Jr. Those are the latest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more called in, Bob. So, you know, if we could still jam the lines, we got 6 minutes till Tavis Smiley starts. And at 244-9455, supporting WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 are banned. The efforts online at will.illinois.edu.